A popular Outcast production.
Again, listeners, I actually didn't have a lot of time to record anything substantial this week, and I'm just kind of doing this one on the fly. It is 6:38 a.m., just got off work, and I don't have my headphones in, so I can't even hear myself, so hopefully I don't sound too awful. But let's see. So I got some... Oh, I should probably say this is Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Hooray! I am Mike Carpenter, your humble host of this podcast. Excuse the road noise, please. Let's see. So, I got some good feedback about some of the musical bits that I put in some past episodes. A lot of peas there. Hope I didn't pop into my mic. Try to fix it in post. excuse me. So years and years and years ago, a friend of mine, Justin, and myself, made some silly rap songs, and I've always had a thing for just making random music. Again, I would never consider myself to be a musician. I would never call myself a musician. Even like if someone asked me randomly, like if I just meet someone, like, oh, what are your hobbies? I never bring up making music because I don't consider what I make to be anything worth talking about, I guess. That being said, whatever. Some people like some musical bits. So I'm going to try to put some silly rap songs that we made on this episode, some of the ones I didn't put on prior episodes. Now, that being said, some of the lyrical content I can't say I'm proud of, and I don't know how much I believe in currently, but the thing we were going for was pure satire. Like, in some of the rap songs, like, we thought, you know what's really funny? It's just going completely overboard about what is popular in some of the mainstream music we were listening to. Like, there was just a lot of highly sexist, almost sexually violent content, like, against women. So, some of the songs goes a little farther than just talking about pussy and what the fuck else, you know, some of the rap songs talk about. But, so we kind of took that angle of the whole, like, crushing, I don't know, it gets awful, but, so, if you do find it offensive, I guess that was kind of the point at the time, is just thinking up the most awful, offensive lyrics. I'm not even 100% sure what all songs I put on some of the older ones, so there might be a double up. I know there was one song we did that we liked so much, we made a second one that was almost identical to it, just different lyrics, where we just reference... the first song we kind of had some obscure movie references in it, and we're like, oh man, this is just too funny, so let's just do a whole song of the most obscure references we can think of. If you get any of the references, good for you. Like, really, some get pretty deep into just ridiculous shit, just odd nerd movies and games and comics and what have you. Let's see. So, that being said, I'll put some musical bits on here. That'll probably take up most of this episode, I think, just because I did not, my hours at work kind of almost doubled over the last 2 weeks. Next week I'll have a lot more time to do a quality episode, but half apologies, but half of this is, I guess, kind of requested also, so just because I don't think the things that I do are in any way quality, I guess some people might have other opinions, but I do want to plug a couple things quick. One of those things would be a podcast on our own network that I have been falling in love with more and more after every episode, which would be Girls on Girls, with Aislinn Kunkel and Lauren, I can't pronounce her last name, and Ashley, I don't know if she's ever says her last name on the show, so I won't say it, but three girls just talking about funny things and being funny in general, and having in general don't give a fuck attitude, which I love. If you haven't listened to it, I suggest you check it out. They have way more listeners than me, so I'm sure they don't need my help plugging their show. But what else? Also, I had a couple people ask me what I use to make music stuff. I'm not sure if I more believe in using the most simple programs possible, or if I'm just poor and can't afford better programs / equipment. I like to think it's more of a choice that I use really simple shit, but it might be more necessity. For the bulk of editing anything, I use Audacity, which is freeware. It's what I use to edit all my podcasts. That's what I use to do most of anything. That's what I... any CME Tucson, anything that was ever heard was made exclusively using Audacity. I like to call it the Microsoft Paint of audio engineering. It's a fantastic program if you learn to use it. There's really not a whole lot you cannot do with anything, really. It just takes a lot of trial and error and kind of just, just a little ingenuity, I guess. I don't know. Just if you fuck around with it long enough, you can make it do anything. I use that for the bulk of editing. Any instruments and that kind of shit I use, if I'm not actually playing them, like a keyboard or guitar or what have you, I use, Acoustica Mixcraft. I'm not sure what version I'm using currently. I want to say it's 5.1. I really don't know. It's a great program. Again, it's pretty basic. It's not like, some of the more advanced things you can use, which I guess that's, again, half of kind of why I like it. So that's that. And then for any kind of percussion, period, any drum tracks, beats for rap songs, any of that kind of shit, I use Acoustica Beatcraft, which is a very super duper simple drum sequencer, in which, I mean, if you understand the basics of rhythm and or know anything about music theory, you can really make whatever you want to. It is incredibly time consuming. The last thing I just made, which I'll put that in this episode also, even though there's no vocals to it, and I'm not even sure how much I feel. I kind of like it alone without vocals, but if the theme song for the Girls on Girls podcast, I'll put the music up of that. And it's a 46 second track that took me roughly 3.5 hours to make. I guess if you use these most basic programs, the downside is time, very time consuming. Not that it's not time-consuming using more advanced programs, but one of the better things about advanced programs is they have a lot of options which streamline how much time the creator actually has to put into certain things that should be really simple, but become very complex when you're doing it all by hand, and blah, 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 whatever. Like, I've made a couple songs that are, like, maybe 6 or 7 minutes long, like, long, kind of techno-y electronic songs that took maybe upwards of, like, 10 hours. It might not even be that good to whoever would want to listen to them, but, you know, it's just, it's something I enjoy doing, so it is what it is, but, so we'll put all that on there, put some music on here, and, and there you have it. I don't even know. There's going to be a bunch of rap songs. The Girls and Girls theme song is... It's... My goal is to make something that sounds authentic to an 80s or 90s Saturday morning cartoon show theme that was, like, rock-oriented. Like, think of, like, Gem... or, you know, Ninja Turtles, or Captain Planet, something just like that cheesy 80s rock-oriented, just cheeser short song. It was super fucking fun to make, and I'm actually really happy with the way it turned out. Again, there's no vocals on it yet, but I'm not sure what... the girls and I have not come to... a conclusion on what they want, and really, you know, to me, as long as it's somewhat quality, I'll make whatever they want. So, like, you know, content-wise, again, it's not my song, it's their song, I don't really care what they want, whatever they decide, I'm totally cooking, you know, totally, I can't speak, totally cool with. So you're probably gonna hear some 80s short song on there. That'll be the theme song. And I'll throw some other shit on here and see what comes out. Anyway, look me up on Facebook. Twitter is at Mike Shit. Follow me there. Go on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. Give me some 5-star reviews if you want to. My Gmail account, mixing it up with MikeCarpenter@gmail.com. Call my Google Voice number, 702-PODCUNT. And my favorite thing in the world is Snapchat. Follow me on, or whatever you do on Snapchat. Add me on Snapchat. It's MIUWMC, mixed up with Mike Carpenter, the abbreviations. Anyway, hopefully next week I'll have a much better episode than this, but hopefully this one is still somewhat enjoyable, so you can hear some old bullshit that I once threw together and or spent way too much time on for what came out of it. So... enjoy some shitty music. Hooray!
date, girl, please don't bring your fat friend. It's right then that I see you moving on the dance floor. You got a little black dress up like you're looking to score. A little more time and I probably would have moved on. But now I got you in my sights, time to get a groove on. I roll up from behind you, put my hands in your hips. We start moving to the music, both in little tips. Your lips glisten from the light, you're looking so fine. I'm grateful that tonight I found you, girl, you all mine. As I'm grinding you behind me, I feel a hand on my shoulder. The sky was older and colder, but fucking tough as a boulder. You attack my back as I smack this girl's crack. How the fuck I'm supposed to know my girl was married to a lumberjack?
Cupcake comes out, you get to eat it.
This is the future, man!
Death, pussy, 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 pussy.
You a science fiction novel in the back of a dollar store. We an out of print class with fans screaming for more.
We a bottle Dom P, you a bottle of rocket wine. They regret drinking you, bitches screaming, that's all mine.
I'm Alexander DeLarge, you just one of my drinkers. Been looking real horror show, you been looking straight gloopy.
I'm a pair of brass knuckles, you slinging your sissy fists. My hands are fucking wrecking balls, you just got limp wrists.
We the motherfucking Cobra Kai, you just Danielson. We on that next shit already, used to practice and shit we've done.
You're a commercial jingle, we're a Shark Attack theme. You singing fucking soprano, we got a Willem scream.
We're making girlies' bodies move like Herbert fucking West. You trying to cop that shit, cause we the fucking best.
You a side order nachos, I'm a seven layer burrito. I'm the genetic spirit twin, you just Danny DeVito.
I'm Darth fucking Vader, you just soldiers at Hoth. You just wearing black makeup, we like fucking Gogoroth.
We the last house on the left, you in a house of cards. We have this rap game on lockdown like we're fucking prison guards.
You just a motherfucking tracer, I'm holding McNeil. You playing street hoops, I'm like fucking Shaquille.
I'm a pair of Wayfarers, you a pair of Panama Jacks. You sharpening pencils, I'm grinding my axe.
You a respiratory system, we just motherfucking saw. You struggling with the words, we just bought cigars.
You got amateur status, we professionals like Leon. You last two strokes that keep going for eons.
I'm Walter fucking Kovac, you just Dally Relement. You talking big game, but our tracks are testament.
I'm like fucking Bear Grylls, you just Smokey the Bear. You preventing forest fires, I'm causing anal tears.
I've been making more sore assholes than a fucking Taco Bell.
I'm the fucking Fresh Prince, you that Wild West shit. We got mad fucking swagger, you still just getting jiggy
with
it.
I'm a feature-length comedy, just a Fallon skit. We keepin' rolling with laughter, they wish, and you just quit.
We're a fucking halogen light bulb, you just a light bright. Motherfucker, you got skid marks in your fucking tidy white.
We hold a rhythm all day long, you just can't hold our jocks. We got beats that make you wanna shit like Mike J. fucking Fox.
Our girls are centerfolds, yours are truck stop strippers. If this were Fargo, you'd be in a fucking wood chipper.
We a fucking pharmacy, you poppin' pills like Heath. We a samurai sword, you just a motherfucking sheath.
We changing government figures, you a protest song. You a pair of granny panties, we a motherfucking thong.
We fuck girls like Anne Hathaway, fuck girls like Anne Frank. You ride a go-kart, we drive a motherfucking tank.
You still preparing for the climb, we already at the summit. You pulling out real slow, motherfucker, we just done it.
You painting shitty paintings while I'm painting your girlfriend white. I turn that painter red brighter than a stoplight.
I'm the grim fucking reaper, you the ghost of Christmas past. You a fucking cherry bomb, I'm a nuclear blast.
You a child-proof flutter, I'm a fucking flamethrower. I'm Hurricane Katrina, you're just a fucking leaf blower.
You just a mosquito bite, I'm a pit bull attack. You got your girl into a fight, I got her onto her back.
We swinging mad pipe, you just stuffing your drawers. If you was AC fucking Slater, we Zach motherfucking Morris.
You eating pounds of burgers, I'm eating pounds of cunt. Around the world in 80 lays,
let's start the pussy hunt.
Sick of all these potential backstage buddies asking if I know these dudes. Fuck yeah, I know them. I party with them all the time. And are they serious about this rap shit? Fuck yeah, I don't know anything more serious.
Headaches, periods, bloating and shit. Stop with the excuses, let me get a fucking hit. You got so many holes that you ain't using. I think at least half are in need of some abusing. You say you got a man, I don't remember asking. 14 strokes until I'm blasting. Do me a solid, girl, and let me in those thighs. Favor for favor, I can shoot it in your eyes. If you prefer, let me between them lips. Be nice about it, and I'll cover your tits. You say you're not a hoe, but I'm seeing differently. Come on, bitch, what's your answer? I'm waiting patiently.
Now allow me to introduce my fucking dick to your lips, and introduce your motherfucking pussy to my fingertips. If I had it my way, you'd always be the fuck asleep. Pussy open eyes closed, don't you fucking make a beat, girl. Who the fuck says that you need to be alert? I'm gonna give you 12, stick it in 3 times and make it hurt. I'm tired of fucking hearing all this negative feedback. Bitch, you go down quicker than the motherfucking NASDAQ. Now, bitch, how you gonna get all willing and able for me to fucking fuck you? Bend over the kitchen table, girl. My hands are getting tired from all this fucking jerking. So lay your fucking head back and get them tonsils working.
Ha ha ha! penis. Penis.
Our dicks are badass.
My penis.
My fuck my face.
Hey, buddy, let's go have some craft dinner.
I don't want it, but look at this. Boom!
I look like I fucked and ate someone to death.
That'll be good for Mike Carpenter. Carpenter remix.
Mike Carpenter.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck it.